This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Computer science is more popular than ever as a major in college, almost no matter where you go. But back in the 1960s, it wasn't taken quite as seriously. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is celebrating 50 years of ComSci. Kirk Carapezza at WGBH's Higher Education Desk in Boston brings us this report.
Joel Moses digs through his cluttered Cambridge office and pulls a dusty book off the shelf.
Let's look at the books here. Here's an interesting one. This goes back to the history of Project Mac.
Joel Moses has been teaching computer science at MIT for 47 years. But when he first arrived on campus in 1963, it was to be a founding member of Project Mac.
Machine-aided cognition, which is another way of saying artificial intelligence, and multi-access computers, which is another way of saying time-sharing.
Project Mac marked the beginning of the formal study of computer science. At first, administrators were skeptical. They viewed computer science as just a passing fad.
We had to prove ourselves, and we did. Not only did we create time-sharing, but calculus problems, integration. People were, pleasantly surprised that a computer could do that as well as humans.
Then in the 1970s, MIT's Lab for Computer Science was born, and MIT researchers developed some of the basic programming that led to fax machines and email and the complex operating systems we all take for granted today. Computer science was finally making its mark.
There was a turning point. Sometime in the 80s, I thought that was okay to major in computer science.
Today, one-third of all MIT engineering students are computer sci majors, and the number of students taking advanced courses in the field is growing.
We have to reach further with equipment, and we can only do this with computer science.
PhD candidate Dion Furie is from Johannesburg. In the lab, he's working to program a robot that can both explore the deepest reaches of the ocean and be smart enough to know what it's found.
Say 5,000, 10,000 meters down, you can't really communicate with anything. You're sort of in this dark abyss void. And now you have to go do something useful. And that doesn't just happen by itself.
But, says Joel Moses, it's still early days.
All these things people have talked about for decades are coming to fruition, and they're getting better. The computers are getting better and better.
He says computer science is just beginning to really tackle speech and facial recognition and to advance artificial intelligence by figuring out how the human brain works. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapezza for Marketplace.